This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The Finnish government officially announced its intention to join NATO on Sunday as Sweden's ruling party was to hold the decisive meeting that could pave the way for a joint application. Less than 3 months after Russia's February 24th invasion of Ukraine, the move is a stunning reversal of Finland's policy on military non-alignment dating back more than 75 years. Sweden, which has been militarily non-aligned for more than two centuries, is also seen following suit with a similar announcement expected on Monday. Quote, today, the President of the Republic and the government's Foreign Policy Committee have jointly agreed that Finland will apply for NATO membership after consulting Parliament. This is a historic day. A new era is opening, Finnish President Sauli Niinistö told reporters on Sunday. Despite last-minute objections voiced by Turkey, NATO members are on a, quote, good track in their discussions on welcoming Sweden and Finland into the Western military alignment, Croatia's foreign minister said as he arrived for talks with NATO counterparts in Berlin. In the U.S., authorities say a white 18-year-old gunman in military gear who was live-streaming with a helmet camera opened fire with a rifle at a supermarket in New York State, killing 10 people and wounding three others. Officials say they are investigating the shooting Saturday afternoon as a racially motivated hate crime. Authorities say 11 victims are black and two are white. Police say a security guard fired shots trying to stop the attack but was shot dead by the gunman. Authorities say officers confronted the man in the store and he surrendered. The suspect has been arraigned on a murder charge. This is VOA News. India says it will keep a window open to export wheat to food-deficient countries at the government level despite an export ban announced on Friday. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
India's Commerce Secretary told reporters Sunday the government will also allow private exporters to meet previous commitments to export nearly 4.3 million tons of wheat until July. India exported 1 million tons of wheat in April. It mainly exports wheat to neighboring countries like Bangladesh, Nepal, and Sri Lanka. A notice in the Government Gazette by the Directorate of Foreign Trade on Friday said a spike in global prices for wheat was threatening the food security of India and neighboring and vulnerable countries. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Thousands of Tunisians protested on Sunday against President Kais Saied, demanding a return to the normal democratic order and rejecting his replacement of the Independent Electoral Commission with the one he named himself. The two slogans chanted by the protesters were, quote, the people want democracy, and, quote, Saied has led the country to starvation. The protesters gathered in central Tunis a week after a smaller demonstration in support of the president. Saied's opponents accuse him of a coup, and he has entrenched his one-man rule since seizing executive power last summer, dismissing parliament, moving to rule by decree, and saying he replaced the democratic constitution through a referendum. Saied denies a coup, saying his intervention was legal and necessary to save Tunisia from years of political paralysis and economic stagnation at the hands of a corrupt, self-serving elite who had taken control of the government. Supermarkets, malls, and restaurants in Shanghai will be allowed to open in a limited capacity starting Monday, officials said, even while it remained unclear whether residents would be let out from their homes. The city's vice mayor said Sunday at a daily press briefing that grocery stores, malls, convenience stores, and pharmacies will be allowed to reopen while implementing measures that, quote, reduce the flow of people. City residents are waiting cautiously to see how the new measures will actually be played out. Although the city's official total lockdown began at the end of March, many have been stuck in their homes for longer. Recapping our top story, the Finnish government officially announced its intention to join NATO on Sunday as Sweden's ruling party is to hold a decisive meeting that could pave the way for a joint application with Sweden. Less than 3 months after Russia's February 24th invasion of Ukraine, it's a stunning reversal of Finland's policy. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.